Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, dying.
Hello, you're listening to Bob Me. What's his name?
Yes, Paul Cook.
Paul Cook. You're listening to the National Obsession.
I need to cough now. I can't.
Oh, no. Here we go.
No, not on you. Hey. It's fine.
Arse.
Hello. It's the National Obsession with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan.
Yeah, here we are.
Here it is. John's in our little booth.
Yep.
As always. The National League is over for another season.
Yeah, I'm not interested in what happens now.
This is the great...
Sort it amongst yourselves.
This is the great test of whether we are a National League football podcast. Yeah. Now it's like,
or at all,
oh, God, do we have to carry
on? We dragged ourselves.
I don't want to do it anymore.
I literally had to drag Charlie in here.
No, you haven't. I am interested.
Of course.
I'm interested. But I do have to play Tony Blair soon. And so it's actually very good that they are ending the season early.
Imagine if we got to the playoff final.
I wouldn't be able to concentrate, John.
And you also had to play Tony! Exclamation mark!
Exclamation at the Park Theatre.
The Park Theatre.
June the something till July the something. Google it.
Harry Hill's satirical music.
Come and see it. The Ben Winter Appreciation Society.
I said
they're coming.
Jules, Nixon, and Alan
Blair
Wills
away.
Front row. Do you think they'll wear their talking? I imagine
drinking
Jules
on trains.
Will wear like his Jake and or Acer Hall shirt.
I'm hoping he'll turn up.
Get a Blair one printed. Blair 7.
Blair 10.
10. Well, of course.
Come on, John.
Come on.
It's a tap in.
Yeah.
Do people do it? It is quite funny. I've done bits of it before, as we've discussed.
Yes.
And it is funny. So do come along and see it if you're in the area. I mean, don't make a special effort.
They're coming all the way.
People
up.
Are coming all.
No. They'll be drinking on the train.
Drinking
all the
on
way
trains.
Up, yeah.
Blair away.
Jules might, not,
be a wanker,
might not remember
wanker. Wanker.
No,
when George Bush comes on.
Yeah. children fit to run the three worlds.
Children in the foyer.
Yes.
Just in diddling.
It's an old vibe we're creating here.
Well, it is the correct era, John.
It is.
It's the '90s. Yeah. Maybe there'll be a '90s playlist.
Yeah.
I'll get Children. Imagine that. Can we cut? Do you know what I like from the '90s? Robert Miles, Children.
Robert Miles, Children.
What year is it? Very talky so far, this podcast.
Robert Miles, Children. Playing what it year? When I went to my first. That was about 97. So it must have been before that.
Robert,
I reckon 95.
Wonder who suggested it. And it's stuck, isn't it? Robert Miles, Children, 1996.
Oh, I wasn't far
off. It's like spot on.
So it must have just started that when I started going.
And it's stuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder who that was. I just want to play... Like someone just there on work experience.
Mervyn Benny. Big on the funky hands.
I was down Clare's last night. I was down Clare's last night, Thursday nights. And I heard this one. I asked what it was. He said it's Children. Robin Miles, Children. I thought it's got a good beat.
Oh, he looked absolutely beautiful on the dance floor.
So, I said, we could do the 50-50 to this.
I can just hear someone saying that number one, Kenny Vasey, just over the top of that. Beautiful.
Steve McCall. I just went, I was on my own. I'd gone on my own again.
Gary Clayton.
To Claire's. And I was down there and I heard it. And as I heard it, I started saying the players' names over the top of it. And I thought, this fits beautiful.
John Giddens.
Ian Hathaway. Down.
We've enjoyed it.
Sorry if you're not a Torquay fan. Yeah. No, I mean, none of that will mean anything to anyone, John.
I like to think we've done about nine people through this last 5 years of the podcast is make Torquay a lot of people's second.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, so by now, Altrincham Jean, she might know who Mervyn Benny is. She might have. I'm going to Google him.
Looking it up.
Yeah.
Who is Mervyn Benny? Who is Mervyn Benny?
Chairman of that.
Put that on your list.
2001.
I played cricket Sunday, John, for the first time in a long time for my new village, and they were very welcoming, very nice bunch of lads. And one of them said, "Oh, my friend's heard of you," because I go under my real name, my spy name, at the cricket. And I went, "You a comedian? You on? My friend's heard of you. He said you do something." I said, "All right, what is it?" He went, "Yeah." It's a podcast about National League football.
No, he didn't.
That's what he said.
He didn't.
That's what he said.
Yes.
Of all the things, John.
What do you mean?
I'm Tim Bloody Reynolds.
You played the.
I'm the fat one in Doctor Who.
You're in the last leg.
I've been on the last leg a lot, just various things.
That scientist.
I've done a lot, John. Classically trained actor.
I'm really pleased with that.
This.
We found one.
Aaron, his name is. Hello, Aaron.
Aaron. Hello, Aaron.
And I said, it's not Aaron Downs. I said, is he International League football? Oh, yeah, he likes it. Yeah. I said, it's not Aaron Downs, is it?
He's on the coaching side, actually, yeah.
No, it wasn't Aaron Downs.
No.
Aaron, whoever you are, thank you for recommending it. He said, I'm going to listen to it. I said, do you like National League football? He said, no, not really. I went, well, I don't think you'll enjoy it.
That's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say we transcend National League football. We go beyond National League football.
We go beyond National League football to Torquay in the 90s.
That's great.
Isn't that, John? I knew you'd be pleased about that. I've kept that story to break to you now, live on air.
I'm genuinely delighted. Almost as excited as I was when I heard what the opposition was you were playing in that game.
Goring away. There's the next village along there called Goring. Yeah. But I did say Goebbels at home
Goebbels
next week.
Goebbels home next week, yeah.
It'd be good to do a village cricket podcast. Wasn't that a good idea?
Lovely idea.
Lovely. We'll never do it. As we say.
One of the many ideas.
And now, on that note, John, tea towels. Yes. I did ask you this week. Yeah. I started looking into it and I asked you, have you got the design for the tea towel anywhere? And neither of us could find it.
Well, do you know, the thing is, you asked me on Saturday morning and I can hold my drink.
John had been on the pints.
I can hold my drink really well. I'm quite proud. I find my limit and go, that's it. I'm done. See ya. Night, everybody. Goodbye. And I am done. And I wake up fresh as a daisy in the next morning. No problem. Not on Friday night. No. I was in so when you messaged me on Saturday morning,
you were not in the mood.
Where are the tea towel designs? I thought, I'm not even.
Because I was sat there, John, and I thought, do you know what? We should do this. So I looked. And then I relied on you for something.
You had nothing
for me.
I have got them, but I did not.
Also, now I know we're a hit with village cricketers.
I did not have the strength to find it.
Anyway, that's tea towel update.
Sorry.
For anyone who's worried about it.
But I have got them, so we're going to do it.
Of course we're going to try, John. As always, we say we're going to do it.
Oh hello.
That was the sweet dreams.
As whenever we sort of blather on too much, Annie Lennox just
she comes. That was actually her coming in. Ding, 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 ding.
It's a huge extension lever, this big keyboard.
John, we've got a podcast today. What's coming up in the podcast?
Talk you out of it, but we still have to carry on.
Not mathematically, John. We have to carry on till I feel I can no longer do it and justify my position as Tony in Tony Blair the Musical.
Well, look, coming up this week, for many of us, I think the National League season is pretty much over. Not interested.
Well, if you're Altrincham Gene, it's over. A couple of Notts County fans listen, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe not for them.
Yeah. Our Southend man.
Our Wrexham guys. You know, lots of people.
Apparently the season's still going on. I'm not aware. I mean, it is, that was the last game of the season on Saturday.
It is gearing up to be one of the most exciting ends to the season ever, unfortunately, which we're not involved in. But
you say that.
Yeah, OK.
I won't follow it.
OK. I will not know who won it.
So, look, we will have a look back on what happened on Saturday, because there were some big results. And
we're going to predict some scores,
John. And we'll predict
some
scores for Tuesday night as well, which is really, really nice.
Always good.
Always give it a good go, don't we? And
Agent Devonshire, I think we're going to hear from.
Because it's Talkie Maidenhead on Saturday. Mm. The show must go on.
Not a talkie podcast.
And maybe Agent Allen can help us out a bit. Don't know. We'll see.
We'll see what he's got
to
say for
himself. He's a Devonshire man, after all.
Let's see if we can remember what the character is, John, before we make any promises.
As always.
Any letters?
Yes.
Oh,
lovely
great
letters
stuff
this week as well.
Lovely. Well,
that sounds like a podcast, doesn't it?
That sounds like one. Sounds like something.
Yeah.
I messaged someone, just a quick lawnmower update.
Oh, yeah.
I messaged someone about one on Saturday,
on
I
the
think
marketplace?
It was. Phil Cryer. On the marketplace. No, it's not Phil Cryer. And I said, is this still available? He said, yes, it is. I made an offer. Never heard anything ever again.
Well, that means your offer
was hater,
not
John.
Good enough.
It was a hater.
Huh?
A good
hater. Oh, I see.
Hater's going to hate. Hater's going to hate. That's the only reason I was going to buy it.
I hope it says that on the side of the lawnmower.
The only reason I was going to buy it is because hater is a good name, but I did think this is great fun when you're mowing, saying hater's going to hate.
Lawnmower, Taylor Swift.
Exactly.
Crossover.
Right, come on, Em.
Right, let's get back to Saturday.
Hold on. Go on.
Arse. I'm in the National League. Altrincham 4, Wealdstone 2.
Oh.
So, good.
Any Umera, any bloody house?
Altrincham Gene. Nothing from Umera this week. But yeah, Altrincham going postal in the second half. Three goals in 10
Safe,
minutes
in
the second half.
Do what they like.
Just two teams that are not playing for anything.
And who's the guy from who was on loan at us for a bit playing for them?
Harry Perrett.
Yeah, he played.
For,
did he play?
Altrincham.
Harry Parrott.
sick as a parrot. he didn't seem to play, no.
No?
He scored last week.
Mm.
Didn't play this week.
That's it.
So, a bit of a nothing match. Borehamwood 2, Bromley 0.
Oof. Good for Borehamwood. They need that because they've been sliding.
Ended a 10-game run without a win with that victory over Bromley. Bromley also.
I mean, if we could have put any... If we could have put any results together. There we are.
I know. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do, John?
Chesterfield 3, Dover 2.
Yeah.
Again, Dover were...
were they 1 or 2
drawing, and then they were 2-1 up at one point as well, but then two very late goals from Chesterfield.
And who scored for Dover, John? Our man?
Giazzi.
Sign him up, I say.
Why not?
He's the new David Ajiboy.
He knows where the net is.
He's
that
the
boy?
One we went... Him.
But yes, I also saw Paul Cook saying this week, I've had lots of offers in the Football League. But I'm going to stay at Chesterfield.
As he had lots of offers.
Not based on results.
No, he hasn't.
Rubbish. Not doing well. But yeah, they will still be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That is for sure.
I think I think,
as we all know, playoffs is a lottery.
But it's an absolute lottery. Absolute lottery.
Dagenham and Redbridge 1, Kings Lynn 1.
Bad for them.
Kings Lynn really, really needed that win. And they were winning until the 90th minute. Dagenham and Redbridge, 90th minute equaliser.
They're down now, aren't they? I think.
Aldershot lost as well. So if they if they'd won that game, Kings Lynn
could have come back.
It could have been on, but they've thrown that away. To be honest, if you give me a choice, I'd rather have Aldershot in the league than Kings Lynn.
I agree.
I'm much more
likely to go to Aldershot than I am to Kings Lynn.
Yes. It is.
Poor old Lynn King. Maybe we'll hear from
Lynn
King.
Oh, maybe
for
we
the
should.
Last time next week.
Maybe we should. Yeah, maybe. Before we bid her from
give
farewell.
Her a ring.
I don't think they're mathematically down yet.
No, wait for them to be because she'll be upset.
Yeah.
I'll contact her on LinkedIn.
Okay, give her a quick message. Eastleigh 2, Barnet 3. So that was a very, very, very late winner for Barnet. 94th minute. Eastleigh just.
Nothing.
What is the point?
What is the point in these games?
What is the point
to beat Torquay?
90 minutes of time wasting to get a 0-0 draw at our place to then go and lose to Barnet. Pointless.
They're a pointless team.
I would happily see them go.
Is it Alex Winter plays them? Ben's brother. Is he any good, John?
He was. Was he at Woking? Or is there another Winter Brother?
I don't know.
Because there was a guy wearing a Winter shirt with the Winter family.
Another Winter Brother. Because Alex Winter is older than Ben.
And he must have been playing that day, presumably.
Yeah, maybe. Because that'd be quite nice, wouldn't it? The Brothers Winter.
Yeah. Grimsby 2, Torquay 1.
Oof. Last minute penalty.
When we went ahead, suddenly I thought, it's on. I saw the playoff final.
Did you?
Yeah.
I was listening.
No, I don't.
I was listening, and it was very Grits on comms, and that nice northern man, he's very good.
Not Paul.
And then we were 1-0 up, and then sounded like Connor missed an absolute sitter header. And I thought, we needed to score that.
A Grimsby fan contacted me on Twitter and said that we could have had a couple in the first half. We had the win behind us, and we battered them. But then in the second half...
We are better. We are better first half, aren't we?
Yeah, and they battered us. I mean, it sounded like a draw would have been the right result. Yeah.
I really hope Grimsby stay down, to be honest, just to annoy Lloyd Griffith.
But yeah, and what a frustrating result. But it did feel like it was maybe prolonging the inevitable. Notts County 3, Weymouth 1. So Notts County just getting it done.
They're doing very well because they're playing rubbish teams at the moment, aren't they? Yeah.
Is that? Solihull Moors 2, Aldershot 1. So yeah, Aldershot slipping up there, and like I say, if Kings Lynn have won that, then who knows?
Solihull Moors are a form team.
Solihull are getting it done, aren't they? Mm. I would quite like to see them go up.
I'd like, as I've always said, Neil Ardley to be higher than Notts County and then beat Notts County in the playoffs. That would be beautiful.
That'd be very sweet. Southend 1, Halifax 0. So Southend, just again, one of those teams you cannot predict what is going to happen from one week to the next at the moment. And Halifax would not have enjoyed slipping up there. But they're still third, aren't they, Halifax?
Yeah, they'll be all right. They'll be playing. I think the playoffs is the playoffs. Unless Dagenham make a run at it. But they've got to play us. They've got to play, you know, it's tough.
I think it's too much to ask. Yeovil 2, Stockport 1. Oof. So a huge result.
Doing their best to throw it away.
Trying to throw it away. I mean, what sort of team would have a big lead at the top of the National League and chuck it away near the end?
The best team do that. Did you see that Yeovil tweeted, "You're welcome, North Wales."
Yeah.
Before the Wrexham game, and then Woking tweeted, "You're welcome, North." Manchester or something. Yeah.
You see that in the late game.
Bit of inter-club bants.
It sort of seemed like, yes, they've done Wrexham a favour. The late game, Woking Wrexham was on the TV, and Woking won 2-1. They beat Wrexham. Oh, wow. 86-minute winner.
Amazing.
From Jamal.
Where's that come from?
I'm a loser, baby.
Where's that come from? That result.
No.
Sarr will be like, whoa, next season. Playoff next season. Loving it. That was Saturday, was it?
That was Saturday.
So the games are tonight, are they, John?
So Tuesday, shall we predict what's going on in the National League?
Okay. I'll tell you what, you do one and I'll do the next one. Let's do it like
okay,
that.
Okay, here we go.
That's a good idea.
Bromley Aldershot. Do you want to go first?
Bromley v Aldershot. Neither in form, particularly. So I think that'll be a 1-1 draw.
1-1.
Bromley 1, Aldershot 1.
What's the next
Dover,
one?
Dover, Notts County.
Dover,
John.
Notts County. I'd love to, because isn't this the third time it's taken place, this game? A couple of called off with rain. I can't see beyond Notts County. 3-0 Notts County.
Yeah, Dover might get a goal, but yeah.
No, 3-0 Notts County. Okay. Southend, Boreham Woods.
Boreham Wood, I know they won last on Saturday, but I just feel like they're up and down. They don't seem to want it. Southend seem to be trying to prove something. They're at home. Quite tough to be at home. I think Southend will nick it. I'm going to say 1-0.
1-0
Southend. Yeah.
And
Weymouth v Wrexham.
Weymouth-Wrexham, I think. You remember you predicted the other week they were going to thrash Barnet 5 or 6, and they did. I'm saying the same thing again. I'm saying Weymouth 1, Wrexham 6. Have a bit of that.
Giving Weymouth a goal?
And giving Weymouth a goal, but 6 for Wrexham.
They've got all those strikers, and they need to get up there after losing at the weekend. There we are. So there's your predictions for Tuesday night.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for the continuing adventures of Agent Alan Devonshire.
Send him in. what was my PA?
All right. Thanks, Mel, darling. Thanks,
Susan.
China.
Susan,
lovely.
Send them in.
Lovely to see you, sweet cheeks. Thank you so much. All right, mate. All right, geezer.
Adrian Allen,
all
stop
right.
this misogynistic banter and sit
misogynistic.
Down.
Misogynistic? Who's
she? You've met my receptionist, misogynistic.
Yeah, she's a lovely looking treacle.
Right, stop. Come on now. Sit, take a seat, David. And you can drop that ridiculous accent as well.
Oh, thank you so much. What a relief. Oh, it's been a long old season.
There we go.
There it is. Look at my hat.
You've still got your commitment to your cover is
yep.
first rate, David. Yep. Your hat, you never take it off.
It's been a long old season. And I tell you what, we have won and lost so many games, I can't remember one draw.
Well, your mission this season, Alan, has been to throw the opposition off the scent wherever possible, and I must say you've done it superbly.
Yeah.
Occasionally you win 8-0, sometimes you lose 8-0.
Yeah, I just like letting in lots of goals or scoring lots of goals. One or the other.
And your commitment to your cover, as ever, incredible. How long have you been
undercover now for
undercover at Maidenhead? 20-something
45 years.
And you've never taken that hat off once.
That hat stays on. A little known fact, I have a second face. Under my hat. But keep that under your hat.
What people don't know is you lift your hat off, the hair comes off with it.
Exactly. It's completely, completely bald. It's like a mirror under there.
Anyway, Devon.
What do you want?
I know things are, the season is coming towards an end.
It's fizzling out, isn't it?
You can't afford to let your guard up one bit.
But no one gives a shit anymore about it.
Well, you say this, but it's Torquay United on the weekend. As you know, you've been working undercover.
The girls. I love the girls.
Working undercover.
When will I finally get the job? You keep promising it to me.
One of these, Devonshire, this is all part of the plan, but you must.
They all seem to love Gary Johnson. He doesn't seem to be going anywhere. You said if I made them sure they messed up in the final last year, in the playoff final, and then they had a terrible, boring up and down season with a bit of false hope, that I'd get the job.
I'd forgotten all of this backstory.
Yeah,
to be
I need to cough.
Arse. I think you shot me at one point. I do vaguely remember the backstory. Anyway,
right.
Devonshire, listen, it's Torquay United this Saturday.
Ah, the goals.
And there's still mathematical possibilities for the goals. They've
all right.
lured the opposition into thinking that they're out of the playoff race, but they aren't mathematically. They've got points to overturn, so you must, first of all, lose the game.
We will lose the game. Can't
but
help but lose the game.
There's also a 12-point goal difference.
12? That seems
overhaul.
A lot.
That is a lot. So you must concede 12 on Saturday.
Tell me, last time we played them, they had Mark Halstead in goal.
Yes, well.
Is he the cause of the 12-goal difference?
The less said about Agent Halstead, the better. He had to be terminated. Not only must you lose the game on Saturday and ship 12 goals, you must also sell Nathan Blissett to Torquay United
well,
over the
like
summer. That's all part of the master plan
the
as
only
well.
Thing
and then you'll follow him. You'll
is,
follow
won't
him.
Blissett be playing when they want to score some goals and then Torquay need him? It's an enigma in a riddle.
Well, the idea will be that you'll follow Blissett in time to play more, to take up your rightful
Playmore,
place.
The dream.
As
all the years
a Devonshire man for a Devonshire club.
Spent in the gulag of Maidenhead. But I've heard Olaf Kosela will be playing on Saturday. I can't understand how they're going to score all these goals.
Which is why it's imperative you must do whatever you can, because left
maybe
to his own devices,
Olaf.
Kosela won't be scoring, that is for
At
sure.
least Paul Bastard will be pleased.
Agent Bastard to you.
Agent Bastard will be looking forward to his Dorchester Town shirt.
I'm slightly confused now.
I don't know where we are now.
About who's doing what,
I'm
who you
go.
Are and who I am.
I'm
anyway,
going to go.
You must lose the game and concede 12.
Right.
That's all I have
lose,
to say.
I will lose at least 5-1. At least 5-1.
That might not be quite enough.
And
but
you promised me,
avoid
a season or two's time, I'll be on the English Riviera.
You have my sworn word.
Okay.
Devonshire. Now, I suppose you must get back to York Road. You're going to be setting off for Playmore anytime soon.
Bloody Maidenhead. All right, here we go.
There you go.
All right, me old treacle, yeah, get us a cab, will ya?
Don't talk to this optimistic like that.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession. It's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
Tony Blair, the musical, Paul Theatre. Rich Mills. Stasi Foff.
Ah, on the ice, you rich.
He says, "Dearest Joan and Charlie, I really enjoyed the trailer for the end of season Natob's gang show, leading on the goalposts.
It's lovely, yes.
It was smashing, and I eagerly await your take on when I'm cleaning windows, when I'm cleaning mod deck windows, of course.
Lovely. Wonder if they ever used that in an advert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been good, wouldn't it?
That's might another one for Autumn Genius.
Lovely tapping away. Mod deck windows. How do you spell Bates?
Algernon.
Did he have a son, Master Bateson?
Anyway, yes, I eagerly await your take on when I'm cleaning windows. On the subject of music, which strikes a chord with the youth of today, I must point out that every time you mention that chap Barwick, as in Brian, all I can think of is The Archers, is the theme tune of which, of course, is Barwick Green.
Is that what it's called? There's a Woking fan outside.
Oh, there is, yeah.
Look at him. Boo-wee.
How could you put up watching that Man, shit watching week Woking. In, week out?
Is it Barwick Green, is it?
It is, yeah. That Barwick's a green.
He's a Janner.
He is.
Janner.
And he said, Rich says, lastly, thanks for keeping my thoughts away from the National League football this week. This was obviously in the build-up to Saturday, because he says, being born and bred in Cleethorpes, so I follow the Mariners.
Oh.
But living down in the Bay for 25 years and supporting the goals.
He's got a split.
This weekend's
got
fixture
a split
has me
personality,
in turmoil,
hasn't he? Yeah.
Rich couldn't lose.
Grimsby Town is based in Cleethorpes. That's where the pitch is. That's like Brixham United being called Torquay United.
How far away is it from
actual like 4 or 5 miles?
Really?
Yeah, it's like, should be Cleethorpes FC.
Should we check that?
Cleethorpes
really,
FC.
I've never really.
They shouldn't
really
be allowed
the
in
geography.
The league. They should give us the points
that
back.
That sounds a bit sus to me.
6 points we could get back from that.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Cleethorpes. God, us miles away from Grimsby.
Yeah, it's like Brixham. It's like being Brixham FC and calling yourself Torquay United.
Oh, that's poor.
So, yeah, I think that's 6 points we could ask for back.
Yeah, I think that sounds all sounds very dodgy. Yeah, anyway, thank you, Rich. Thank you, Rich Mills.
On the ice, Rich.
On the ice, you Foff.
What Foff number is he? Come on.
Rich had 2 Foff numbers. Do you remember? We had to delete one. He had a double Foff.
For his two-team situation.
I have realised I've got really behind on the Foff numbers. And I think there's a looming Foff catastrophe. I've not updated the spreadsheet in ages.
People have offered to do this for us, and we've said no, in-house.
Can we pay someone to do it?
No, John.
Like an accountant.
Right, come on. What's on next?
Steve Cullen, who is our Canadian Foff.
Yep.
Moose Foff.
Yeah,
I like
yes,
it.
Lovely, yeah.
We've been hearing from him the last few weeks. He's a trucker based
in Alberta,
Southend.
Yeah, lovely.
And we've been casting.
We don't know if he's real or not.
Or we've been casting doubt on this. Anyway, he says, "Hi lads, just to confirm, I am a real person."
Okay.
Remember we said last week we wanted a picture
that's what
with him
someone
with
who was
today's
a real person.
We wanted him in the
say.
Cab with today's newspaper.
Yes. Has he done that?
As required, here is the evidence: a newspaper box and government ID. So look, here's his. He's that's actually
Hold
sent
on.
Us his ID, which is a little bit. Great. Necessarily
get
done that.
Citizenship in Canada.
Oh.
Can't open it. I believe you.
Downloading.
Oh.
Open in. What shall I open it in?
Open in.
Just anything.
Just open it. Go. Wait, just let me
messages.
Have a look at it.
There we go.
Oh, lovely.
There's Steve. Mr. Steve Cullen.
This sounds like the sort of thing.
Give out his address.
People would have a good go at.
Alberta driving license.
There he is.
He's got his date of birth on it.
Well,
it looks sort of genuine, doesn't it?
Sort of genuine, Steve. Thank you very much.
And then he also sends, a copy of that day's newspaper as well. But he's not holding it.
If someone was committed to the bit. We haven't seen anyone's face in either of those things.
Yeah. It's not a bad effort,
it's
Steve.
A good effort if you are John's brother.
Yeah, look, he's just taken a picture of a newspaper, but he's not in it.
What date's on that newspaper?
Edmonton Sun, which is, I think is what we asked for. April. Yeah, no. No, I think it's right. I can't zoom it in. But,
okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
Still unconvinced. Need to have, I mean, look, I get it. Everyone wants to be a Foff, I get it.
Anyway, he says...
Can't have anyone fake.
Great. It looks like he says I'll be getting another season ticket after the Mighty Shrimpers appear to have tanked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here's some Edmonton Sun front pages.
Yeah.
Seven suspects.
Seven suspects, that's it. What date was that?
Hang on a minute. Visit. Oh. Hold on. No.
Oh, no.
Oh,
What a pair of granddads.
Old dads. A couple of old dads here.
Can't use their phones
all right,
at all.
Can't use the phone.
Wednesday
April 27, 2022.
And that's when he sends it.
Well.
Don't know.
Maybe.
Just not sure.
Who knows? I really hope you
Steve,
are, Steve.
I really hope so.
You're
we have given
welcome.
You a FOF number anyway. Welcome. Please don't take this as, you know.
He's FOF 10-4, isn't he?
He is FOF 10-4.
Yeah.
Dan Elliott gets in touch.
On the ice, Dan?
Dan, a first time
lovely.
Correspondence from Dan. He says, afternoon, John and Charlie. Hope you're both keeping well. Apologies, I haven't emailed Tuna. I never got around to it. Admin day for me at work today, so I needed to tick this off my to-do list.
Oh, lovely. Lovely to be on someone's to-do list.
You know me and George, which I think is his son, as I nearly crushed poor John after Ben Winter equalised to make it 3-3 at Woking that day. Ah, this is on Twitter. I think he's Dan Forest Man or something.
Oh, yeah,
like that.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
I think.
Smashing.
Yeah, so we know that. And yes, he did. I remember that was.
Crushed you, yeah. Crushed. Yeah, he's on. If you listen back to that, I think you say, I've broken all my ribs.
Yeah. And he says, I'm a bloody big bugger, and I just lost it that day with the emotion once again. Sorry, John. It's fine.
Welcome. Anything went that day.
After 4 or 5 weeks in hospital, I was absolutely fine. He says, anyway, my backstory was. I was born in Torquay in 1982.
Lovely.
Grew up in King's Kerswell.
Oh, lovely, yeah.
Left the Bay in 2002 to be a holiday rep and cleared off to Tenerife.
Oh, lovely.
2 weeks out there, met a girl from Peterborough and settled back here in 2010. George, my son, was born in the same year, and Grace 4 years later. Took George to his first Torquay game in 2018, Sully Holmes away.
Oh.
Thinking
dream.
He would hate it. It was 1-1 and he loved it.
Oh.
Now we tried to get to as many games as possible. I don't know if you remember, but George and I had a streak. I do remember this. It went to 13 games since 2018. He'd never
seen
them win.
And they'd never seen them win. I do remember. Yes, I do remember.
And it wasn't until Southend at home in September that George finally saw us win for the first time. Backed up with his second win last Friday at Woking.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. We were there on Saturday as well at Grimsby. And need to show how proud we were of the gaffer Aaron and all the players. We just ran out of steam in the end. But the effort from them all was incredible. Not the result we wanted, but a day I'll never forget. Wanted to say hello and mention the incredible Yellow Army there on Saturday as well. And look, Dan was, I think, in the official...
Well done, Dan. Oh, yes, I know. I recognise Dan. Again. Yeah, I got it. No, I got it. I recognise him.
Yeah.
He's got the old... Wedgwood shirt on, hasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, so very nice. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for getting in touch.
Well done, Dan.
Lovely, lovely. Is that his first letter?
That's his first letter.
Doesn't count for
a
your
good
son.
A good one, though.
Your son has to write to us as well if he wants to get
is
on
that
the
right?
pop list. That's how it works.
Oh, well,
Dan,
there you go.
Is your first letter. You need to send 3 letters if you want a FOF number.
Yeah. And now, speaking of 3 letters, Jack Hannah. This is his third letter.
Hannah.
Jack Hannah. November 2021, February 2022. April 2022. Well, do you want to hear it
first?
It might be complete
shit.
Oh,
yeah, let's find out.
It won't be. Hello, says Jack. It might be. I thought I'd maintain my roughly 1 letter every 3 months of the season record. Before my letter, just to say a lovely bit of work on the inflatable penis Lloyd Griffiths line.
Lovely.
That was very good.
That was a good joke. What a good joke.
Very funny.
Now and again, one just pops out.
My brother's birthday is coming up, and as I have no imagination, I usually purchase him some National League team-related merchandise, exclusively Torquay merch, as it happens. As the club shop has the same casual wear on offer from last year, I resorted to the independent online retail startup Amazon.
Mm.
I think I may have happened upon the most niche item imaginable. It's a cutout, from 90 Minutes magazine of an interview, a Q&A, with Greg Goodridge.
Lovely. I love that shirt.
In that shirt from, I'm guessing, around 1994, which features a full-page picture of Gregory Goodridge in blue and white striped mod deck kit.
They know someone will want it.
With an accompanying article slash interview priced at £2.25, and it pains to point out in the description, picture removed from an original 90 Minutes
so
magazine
thing, right,
and
yeah.
rough edges trimmed. Note to avoid confusion, this is not a photo or glossy poster. It is a page removed from a magazine.
There was any argument.
So, number one, can you claim anything more niche than that in your purchase history? And number two, I wonder what is on the other side of the cutout. Maybe it's Ian Hathaway. And number three, I can't wait for 2050 when no doubt I'll be on the lookout for an A4 magazine cutout of Armani Little on the ice,
lovely,
Jack.
Yeah. Is that how long ago it is? What a 1994. Lovely letter.
1994.
Brilliant letter.
What a Jack.
Jugunk.
Kudunch.
Foffed up. You don't know the number, John. Most niche purchase.
59, I think.
Most niche purchase is...
As in just Torquay United related?
Yeah, I don't know. What have I got? I mean, I've got some junk.
I've got those coasters you bought me.
They're nice, John. We use those now.
I use them all the time.
They're nice. I've got stuff I like, is the thing. Genuinely like, so nothing really niche.
Yeah. I had that. I did. I kept the. Remember the final day of the National League South season, those flags?
Have you still got that?
I had it until I moved house and then I had to
get
it.
Yeah, it comes a bit.
I did look at it and think.
A bit of gold.
Why have I got this?
Yeah, but you might look back and go, wow, I've still got it. Unfold it in 20 years' time.
Yeah, beautiful. I can't think of anything much more niche.
Let us know what you've got. What
National
niche merch have you got?
gmail.com.
Exactly. Let us know.
At NatObsPod on Twitter.
That's it. That's lovely, isn't it?
That's it.
Is that it?
That's your lot.
All the letters.
That's it.
Beautiful letters.
Four
Get
letters
in touch
and
with
a new foff.
If you send a new foff.
Kiddush.
If you send in three letters, you can become a foff, can't you, John?
You can, unless you are a friend or a family member, in which case that option is not open to
there
you.
There we are. So get in touch on
NationalObsession@gmail.com.
At NatObsPod on the Twitter.
And 0780. No.
Love. Don't give out numbers. We've learned that to our own effect. Is that it, John?
That's it.
That was Letters from a Listener. That was the National Obsession podcast, Before I Die.
Yeah.
We will be back next week, definitely. Who knows about the following weeks? Maybe sporadically.
Oh, okay.
Till the end of the season. Let's get start rehearsals, see how we go. So there we are, John. It's going to be lovely, isn't it? On the ice, everybody!
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.